Day 194, The Prophets of God's Building, Ezra 4:17-5:2. To the Samaritan leaders beyond the river, Artaxerxes replied to the enemies of God's building, "Your letter has been read to me. I find that Jerusalem has had mighty kings. They ruled the whole country beyond the river. Jerusalem also warned against the kings of past empires. These people must stop their work at Jerusalem. The city cannot be rebuilt until I decide it can." The Samaritans forced the rebuilding to stop. Soon a new king named Darius came to power in Persia. At about that time, two prophets began speaking in Jerusalem. "Your houses are finished and God's house is in ruins." The prophet Haggai scolded the Jews. "Go to the mountains, bring wood, and build a house. Its glory will be greater than the glory of Solomon's temple. God's house isn't built by power." Zechariah was the other prophet who spoke for God. "Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zerubbabel laid the temple's foundation. His hands will finish it. He'll set the top stone with shouts of grace unto it." So the Jews continued the building of God's house. Here's two questions for your children, parents. How did Haggai scold the Jews? And what did Zechariah say to encourage the Jews? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.